What's up, guys and gals? Today's post is on pensions. You know, those mythical financial instruments that pay out for life for the 15% of you who are so lucky to have one. For the rest of us, we've got to contribute to our 401k, our IRA, hope it performs, hope the company gives us better than a 3% match. And then, you know, one day we might be able to collect after the age of 59 and a half to hopefully live the retirement dreams we've always imagined. So if you compare pensions to 401ks and IRAs, pensions blow them out of the water. They pay out for life. They've got a really set income stream that adjusts generally with inflation. And if you can get one when you retire early enough, you can go start a second career and earn double money. You know, one guy I know has a $60,000 pension. He retired at 48, and he's making another $80,000 doing something he really loves to do. If I was able to collect a pension at 40, I'd probably try, maybe try to be a professional tennis player, like the oldest professional tennis player ever, try to tour around and get all the cool equipment and enter these tournaments that cost $58 per entry. Maybe win a first round match and collect $100. I don't know, who cares? I've got a pension. I can do anything I want. So this post really talks about the value of your pension. It is more valuable than you realize. A lot of people have asked me how to value their pension because they've seen the post, the average net worth for the above average person, and they're starting to fret. They fret that they aren't on track. The reality is, if you have a pension, you're probably already a millionaire, or you're going to eventually become a millionaire. You basically figure out your pension amount, you divide it by a reasonable rate of return, and you multiply that by the probability of that pension paying out. So we all know, you know, the most common pension is the Social Security benefit. It's about, 20-30% underfunded. So if we do nothing, we'll get 70%. Of every dollar, or 70 cents per every dollar. And then some other pensions, you know, like maybe from a really healthy company, might have a really high probability of paying out. Whatever the case may be, the formula that I've provided is a concise, logical way for everybody to figure out what is the value of their pension. Hope you guys enjoy, and please share whether you have a pension, how do you calculate your pension, and whether you're happy or not with your pension. Thanks.